Tell me about the overall results of this study here when it came to women and having the ability to pass this health IQ quiz and just the lack of knowledge about these big issues. What did you find?
Well, we did the MDVIP survey to really understand what women know and don't know about their health. 94% of women failed the Women's Health IQ quiz. And the most striking misconception for me was that women are most worried about cancer and arthritis over heart disease. And heart disease is the number one killer of women, deadlier than all cancers combined. And it's preventable. And it was interesting because they're worried about cancer, yet 8 out of 10 got all the cancer questions wrong. They didn't know that a pap smear only screens for one cancer, not all female cancers. That lung cancer is the deadliest for women. And they didn't know the risk factors for breast cancer.
Why do you believe this is the case? Why do they not know these things?
Well, I think part of it is that we don't know, as a scientist, all the differences between how diseases present in men and women. And so there's a lot of information out there on breast cancer, but not as much on women and heart disease. For example, all the old trials for the cholesterol medicines were done in mostly men. So we need to get more data on women specifically. And the contrast with men with some of the diseases, like with heart disease, you've always heard that, you know, a man may have that typical elephant sitting on the chest as a symptom of a heart attack, but women may have more GI symptoms or pain down their arm or a little bit different presentation. So we just need to learn more and get the message out.
Should women be getting more of this essential information, Dr. Clemmes, from their physicians? And do you find that many are frustrated that when they try to express a concern, they are not being heard?
Yes. The MDVIP survey showed that 94% felt that their primary care doctor was very important to their health. But interestingly, only 1 in 3 felt comfortable talking about issues like incontinence or sexual function or mental health. So women need to feel comfortable talking about these things. Physicians need to open the door. If a woman is talking to their doctor and they don't feel that their issues are being taken seriously, they need to reformulate the question, say, look, I don't think it's stress. I really think there's something wrong. And if they're really not diving deep with them, they need to find another doctor. In the MDVIP model, we feel that screening for these sorts of things, like mental health or sexual function, opens that door so we really can have those conversations easily between a doctor and a patient.
It sounds like what you're saying here is that women need to be more assertive and stand up for themselves and ask these questions. And did you find that more say they are more resilient coming out of this pandemic?
We did. There is a silver lining with this pandemic. Most felt that they could now deal with the difficulties of life better because of what we dealt with over the past year. And that 60% said that this pandemic was a catalyst for them to improve their health. The only problem is 40% said that they've developed unhealthy habits. So I'm hoping over time those numbers will even out and we'll get back to where we were.
Many of us, Dr. Clemmes, will be spending time with our moms and grandmothers this weekend. What are the most important questions and discussions we can be having with them on this issue to make sure they are getting the care needed to keep them healthy?
Thank you for that question. That is an awesome question. I think the first thing would be, you know, do you know what your risk is for heart disease? Do you know the family history? Have you had your cholesterol checked? Have you had your inflammatory markers checked? We know that more than half the heart attacks happen with a normal cholesterol level. You need to look for both. Does your physician listen to you and talk to you about your diet, your exercise, your risks for heart disease, having a heart attack or a stroke? I just published a study this month showing that in MDVIP, high-risk patients had less heart attacks and strokes because our physicians screen for it, spend the time to talk about it, work with diet and exercise, and really help partner with you to help you be healthier.
I cannot think of a better gift for Mother's Day than making sure our moms stay healthy, and I so appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with us this morning. Dr. Clemis, it's always great to talk with you, and thanks for your great work.
Thanks for having me, and if you want to take the quiz, you can go to mdvip.com/womenshealthIQ, and please don't forget to get vaccinated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.